On today's episode of the Locked On Eagles podcast, I'm getting into just how close are some current Philadelphia Eagles to surpass all-time greats in some career accolades in team history, as well as taking you into the holiday weekend, matching up some summer hits of the 90s songs to some 2022 Eagles off-season additions, all that and more on today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the fifth and final episode of this week of Locked On Eagles podcast shows. And thank you for always making it your first listen each and every day. Joining you as always, I'm your host, Gino Camilleri. It's a holiday weekend. Lou is out in the Windy City out there in Chicago enjoying the sunshine. And I hope everybody listening to this show has something fun planned and is living it up. And that's what I wanted to do here on this fifth and final edition of this week. I wanted to have some fun with it. Take a look at some current Eagles, where they stack up in terms of some all-time greats in team history. And then I'm going to have some fun with it in segment two and three. I put up a wheel. I'm going to be spinning it, picking one of eight names from eight Eagles offseason editions and matching them up with one of my favorite playlists that I always listen to wherever I'm going during a holiday weekend, Summer Hits of the 90s. And I'll give you a good rationale behind each and every one of them. I hope everybody has a safe holiday weekend. Make sure you're traveling safe. Make sure you don't drink and drive. Make sure you're gambling responsibly if you're in a state where betonline.net is out there. And just stay safe so you can listen to some more episodes of the Locked On Eagles podcast and have fun with family and friends this holiday weekend. So to take you into this holiday weekend, I want to get started by talking about some of the Eagles' current players and where they stand in terms of some career accolades in Eagles history. I wanted to start with Brandon Graham. We know that this will probably be his last year in Philadelphia. Everything that he said, everything that Howie Roseman has said, everything that his current contract shows, that at the end of this season, he will more than likely be moving on, probably to retirement. I think he's had a good career. I think he has really achieved everything that he wants to. And he can still achieve some high marks in terms of some all-time greats in Eagles history. He currently is sitting at 161 games played with 416 combined tackles in his career with 59 career sacks. So at 59 career sacks, he's fourth all-time. The next person in third, he's probably not going to come close to that. He'd have to get more than double-digit sacks this season, as well as his counterpart, Fletcher Cox, if he wants to get there, where Fletcher has a little bit more time. Brandon Graham, one thing he can achieve in Philadelphia is that he currently sits eighth all-time in terms of games played. He's at 161. The person in fourth, so four spots ahead of him, is Brent Celek, who currently has 175 games played. If Brandon Graham can play 15 games in 2022, a fully healthy season, which I hope he plays. I hope everybody in Philadelphia hopes the same. Everybody in that locker room is hoping the same, that he could stay healthy, go out on top. If he could play 15 regular season games, he will stand fourth all time, sitting alone in Eagles lore in terms of game played. From a guy who came as a bust, guy that we didn't know if he was going to make it off of his rookie deal, switches to a 3-4 off-ball linebacker when Bill Davis was here under Chip Kelly, goes out there and wins the team a Super Bowl. The career of Brandon Graham, it really is a Hollywood movie. I believe it is. And to come back from this final injury, this Achilles tear, man, what could be? I'm super excited to see where Brandon Graham can go from here. And I want to see him ride off into the sunset, getting fourth all time in terms of games. He's fourth all time in terms of sacks as it stands. He'll probably be top five for quite some time after Fletcher Cox decides to hang him up. But Brandon Graham, man, I'm really happy to see a player like that embody Philadelphia, get along with the media as well as he does, and really just show what it takes to do day in and day out to be loved in Philadelphia. Even if you aren't the best to start, even if you aren't the best after five seasons, if you turn around and put your nose to the grindstone and do what it takes day in and day out to get better and know your role and be a leader on and off the field, you could achieve greatness. And his jersey is going to be retired in Philadelphia. 55 should never be worn by another player, in my opinion. Brandon Graham, I'm happy to see where he's going after this career ends in football. I think he'll be a great person in the booth. Everybody in the media loves talking to this guy. I think he would be a great color commentator. He really understands the love for the game. He understands what it takes to get the game to the next level. On and off the field, hats off to Brandon Graham and an amazing career. Another person that's probably going to see their name in Eagles lore well beyond this season, Jason Kelce. 62 will probably never be worn by another Philadelphia Eagles ever again. He has 159 games played. And if 2022 sees him get an all-pro bid as a first-team all-pro member, that'll be his fifth in his career. I think that above everything just goes to show what an individual great player Jason Kelce is, as well as the team player we know that he is on the offensive line in terms of what it takes to lead in the locker room, in the community, really embodies what it is to be a member of Philadelphia. I mean, wearing the Mummers costume to the 2017 Super Bowl parade is an all-time great Philadelphia sports moment, regardless of its baseball, football, basketball, hockey. That was an all-time legendary moment in Philadelphia Eagles history. Getting him that Super Bowl ring, as well as Brandon Graham, as well as Fletcher Cox, well-deserved to all of those guys who saw all of the coaching regimes since the 2010s have come and gone and been through all of them. Jason Kelce has led through multiple quarterbacks, multiple offensive coordinators, multiple coaching changes as a fifth-round pick. He's sitting ninth all-time at 159 career games played, and he's only 16 behind Brent Celek at 175 in fourth place. So, if Brandon Graham plays all the games this season, and so does Jason Kelce, playing all 17 regular season games, Brandon Graham will sit fourth all-time, Jason Kelce will sit fifth all-time, and current number four Brent Celek will sit sixth all-time. I hope both of those guys get there. They're both gladiators. They both have a boatload of 16-game seasons, and rightfully so. This team isn't going to be the same without them in terms of personality, in terms of energy, in terms of leadership, but they both deserve to be recognized. I think both their jerseys are going to be retired up in the rafters. Both of their names in the Eagles' Ring of Honor. Jason Kelce, I would say a little bit more than Brandon Graham, has a potential to be in the Hall of Fame, and rightfully so. The last player, Fletcher Cox, who might or might not be around for much longer, we do not know. He wasn't a Philadelphia Eagle for 24 hours in the 2022 offseason. Fletcher Cox, my favorite Eagle in this century, or since the turn of the 2010s, rather. Forget how close we were to the turn of the century just 10 years ago, and now we're getting closer to 2050 than we are to 2000. Time flies, especially when you're watching this Eagles team that stresses you out all the time. But currently, Fletcher Cox, 156 career games played, 443 career combined tackles, 58 career sacks. Sits one behind Brandon Graham in terms of sacks, fifth all-time in Eagles history. And he currently sits 12th in terms of games played, where he's 13 games played away from fifth all-time in Chuck Bednarik at 169. So if Fletcher Cox can play all 17 games this season, he will be right behind Brent Celek, which would have him seventh all time, if I'm not mistaken, because you would have Brandon Graham 4, you would have Jason Kelce 5, you'd have Brent Celek 6, Fletcher Cox 7, Chuck Bednarik 8. Man, some great Eagles names. To surpass a name like Chuck Bednarik, Brent Celek. I mean, you're getting up there in terms of all-time games played ever in Eagles history. It's going to be a sad day when all of these guys are gone, but they have brought so much valor and incredible efforts on and off the field and wisdom and nobility and just all the impressive accolades and adjectives you can give to a leader, to somebody who gets it. All these guys get it. They made me fall deeper in love with the team than I was in years prior. Fletcher Cox, I've had that man's jersey since he was his second year in the league. Who doesn't love that style of player? Who doesn't love a Brandon Graham underdog story? Who doesn't love a guy that off the field can have a beer with fans that give him a Bud Light from the stands in Jason Kelce? All of these players work their rear ends off to get to where they are, and they're all going to be recognized as great players. And I think that's so cool to sit back just as a fan, as a neutral to the sport, and see a player like Jason Kelce, like Brandon Graham, like Fletcher Cox, do things that have been done in the history books. To say this is going to be history to your kids and your grandkids, the next generation of Eagles fans, and to say we lived through that. I didn't get to see guys like Michael Jordan and a lot of the impressive guys that played basketball in the 90s, and I didn't live through the Harold Carmichael years in Philadelphia. I never got to see Reggie White suited up. But this is what I have. This is what Lou and I have, these guys. A lot of young guys growing up are wearing these jerseys because of these players. Just a cool moment to sit back and say you watched every single snap from the time he was in college, potentially high school for those of you who were in the game like me, and saw his career play out to a potential Hall of Fame career. Such an impressive feat for all these gentlemen. I love football, and things like this really, when you sit back and look at it, this is what makes the sport great. Competing against the best of the best. Iron sharpens iron, and that's exactly what all of these guys have done. So that'll do it talking about all-time Eagles greats, where some of these guys stand in Eagles lore. And we're going to talk about some Eagles offseason additions, some guys who have yet to make an impact in Philadelphia, and how they compare to one of my favorite playlists that I listen to every holiday weekend. But before I do that, I have a message from our friends over at Athletic Greens. We've been talking about them for a few months, folks. Athletic Greens is our next partner that I've used literally every day since they have come into contact with us, since they have hooked us up with their AG1 product that is out of bounds good. This will replace your everyday coffee. It will replace your energy drinks. It gives you 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens in a single 10-ounce glass of water. All you do, and I've been doing it for how many weeks? 8 now? 2 full months? Fill up my little AG1 shaker, pour in either one of their travel packs or their 30-day supply, as well as their daily drops of D3 vitamins that they give you. It's paleo-friendly, keto-friendly, vegan, dairy-free. You take these AG1 every morning, gives you energy. It's less than $3 a day. You could get it online, delivered right to your doorstep. It has over 7,000 five-star reviews. What more is there to say about this? If you love having clean energy, if you love feeling good, having good gut health, feeling good waking up every day, and not having the crash of coffee, have AG1, folks. I'm telling you, make the switch today. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NFL Network and go to athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership of your health and pick up an ultimate daily nutritional insurance. AG1, we use it every day here at the Locked On Eagles podcast. Now, I hope you go and use it each and every day. All right, everybody, welcome on back to segment two of this fifth and final edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. This week, I am Gino Camilleri, your host, as always, and thank you for making the Locked On Eagles podcast your first listen each and every day. For your next show, for your second listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. The biggest sports stories, plus instant reaction, big game recaps, and the take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcast. So we're getting to the fun portion of the show. It's a holiday weekend. I waited a day to put this out on Saturday. So those of you driving to your weekend destination can take it in either today, tomorrow on Sunday, or Monday. You can have this show all weekend long. And if you're not listening to this show and you're not listening to other shows on the Locked On Eagles podcast, you're probably listening to a playlist. One playlist I love. I'm a Spotify guy through and through. I listen to all my podcasts on Spotify. I also listen to all my playlists on Spotify. Summer Hits of the 90s, I'm sure many of you have heard about it, is arguably the most one-hit wonder-based, most enjoyable, fun, summertime, put the windows down while you're driving in the car, you have the sun going down in the distance, go into your shore house. I know those of you in Philly, you're going down to any of the, Sea Isle City, my favorite. I had a shore house there a couple years ago on the 4th of July. It was great. Be safe, be responsible this holiday weekend. Take it in with a great playlist. And I'm taking you in with this holiday weekend, comparing Eagles offseason additions this offseason and songs from summer hits of the 90s. This is how my brain works, folks. I love music. I love sports. So why not put them together? For those of you following along on YouTube, I've put together a little wheel. We'll spin for eight names that I've put up on the board. James Bradbury, Hassan Riddick, A.J. Brown, Nakobe Dean, Kaiser White, Cam Jurgens, Jordan Davis, and Zach Pascal. I'll spin the wheel. I'll pick a name. I'll do four in this segment, and then I'll do four to finish up the show. And then I'll tell you why I picked these guys and the song to pair them up. Here we go, getting started. For those of you following along on the podcast segment, we just have pulled up Hassan Riddick. Hassan Riddick, Return of the Mac. Great song, Mark Morrison. I know all of you know Return of the Mac. It's a great song. You've probably heard it at weddings. It's definitely one of those summer hits of the 90s, throwback bangers. He played here at Temple, has played in Lincoln Financial Field, played in Philadelphia, grew up close to the city. Hassan Riddick is returning home. The one that they missed out on in that draft by one pick. Hassan Riddick, Return of the Mac, coming back to Philadelphia. A great tune. You know you've heard it at weddings. You've heard it while you have the windows down, driving, listening to this playlist. It's a great one, as well as this next one for Big Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis, Regulate by Warren G and Nate Dogg. Now, you might not know the name, but you know the song. When you go and listen to Regulate, you'll get what I mean and why Jordan Davis is the regulator. He's going to be the guy that you don't mess with on this Philadelphia Eagles defense. He's a big body. He's a mean guy. He's physical on the interior. He's going to play against the run. He's going to get upfield against the pass. That's what regulators do. Guys that come in and run the show. He runs the field. I believe that he will be a future captain of the Philadelphia Eagles team. He captained that Georgia team. He was a true leader. He's a regulator. Warren G and Nate Dogg. If you know, you know. Great tune, great player. Go listen to it. Our next one up on the wheel, AJ Brown. We're getting all the bangers here. Now you might be thinking, we've had two songs back to back, Return of the Mac, Regulate, great hip hop songs. Probably going to go number three with AJ Brown, right? Wrong. All-time great song from an all-time great movie. All-star by Smash Mouth. You have gotten an all-star in AJ Brown. An all-pro. A pro bowler. One of the top wide receivers in the game. For just a first-round pick and a third-round pick. Hey, now you're an all-star. Hey now, AJ Brown, you're in Philadelphia, my friend. You're going to do great things. And this team is going to love you as much as people have loved Smash Mouth and the song All-Star for nearly 20 plus years. When you turn this song on, I bet you won't see one person frowning. You think back to Shrek, a great tune, put you in a great mood. And AJ Brown is going to make a lot of Eagles fans happy going into 2022. So our fourth and final spin in this segment, who do we have here finishing it up? All the big names going in segment two, N'Kobe Dean. Another song that's probably off the beaten path from what you are thinking. N'Kobe Dean, what can this guy do? He could get sideline to sideline. He runs the show with the green dot on the back of his helmet, calling the play. Blues Traveler, run around. Literally, this guy's job title is going to be to run around that defense, be a force, be an impact coming downhill, be an impact going sideline to sideline. N'Kobe Dean, man, if you're not excited to see this guy fully healthy, which the Eagles doctors have said he is going to be, watch out. The Eagles haven't had this much physicality between him, Kaiser White, Davion Taylor, TJ Edwards. These guys can thump. N'Kobe Dean, he might not be the biggest linebacker in the world, but this man takes off like a torpedo. N'Kobe Dean, run around, Blues Traveler. You had a little hip hop. You had a few smooth songs, some ones that you listen to with a nice cold refreshing brew in your hand. Make sure you're not doing it while you're listening to the show on the go, while you're driving. Be responsible, be healthy, and be safe this holiday season. And we will finish this episode of the Locked On Eagles podcast when we get back for segment three, talking about summer hits of the 90s and some Eagles additions for 2022. All right, everybody, welcome on back to finish up the fifth and final show of this week. I'm Gino Camilleri, as always, your host of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Thank you for making it your first listen each and every day. And also make sure that you check out the Locked On NFL podcast. Our national NFL experts and insiders keep fans dialed with the biggest stories and latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in action. Follow Locked On NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. So we are getting back to our wheel. We're finishing it up, matching some Eagles additions with some summer hits of the 90s tunes. Take in the tunes while you're driving down to the Jersey Shore from Philadelphia. I'm here in Denver, might bop up to the mountain this weekend, take out the kayak. So I'm listening to some songs, matching them up with the Eagles offseason edition. We're going with our fifth spin, and we got James Bradbury, another hip-hop song from Biggie, from Diddy. Mo Money, Mo Problems actually benefited the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of James Bradbury. What the New York Giants did with that James Bradbury contract and Dave Gettleman, the one good signing that he actually had, because of everything else that he did, all of the money he invested around the rest of the roster was so problematic, they had to end up cutting James Bradbury, which led him coming to the Philadelphia Eagles. So for the New York Giants, James Bradbury, his contract, it was too much money, caused too many problems, and he's going to be a problem for the rest of the teams around the NFC East now that he's in Philadelphia. Our next spin, our sixth spin here, Kaiser White, another addition at linebacker. With Kaiser White, I went with a hip-hop song from Tupac and a whole bunch of great hip-hop artists from that decade. Where did Kaiser White come from? What team did he previously play on? What team couldn't afford to pay on? Where he left the West Coast, he's coming to the East Coast. California love. How could you not love California love this time of year? All-time great summer hit. All-time great artists. Man, if you don't love California love and you don't get your foot moving, if you don't break down into a little dance listening to this song, if you don't sing along, well, let me tell you a little something about the Wild Wild West. Come on. All-time great tune. Kaiser White, thank you for leaving California to come to Philadelphia. Our last spin here, so we'll know who the final two are. Cam Jurgens, the interior offensive lineman. You might be thinking, man, how do I talk about a center in terms of Cam Jurgens? Well, Montel Jordan, all-time great singer, all-time great tune. Cam Jurgens, why did they draft him? Because this is how we do it. This is how we do it by Montel Jordan. The Eagles always, always draft offensive linemen in any draft. Last year with Landon Dickerson after getting Devontae Smith. This year with Cam Jurgens after grabbing Jordan Davis, who they also will draft defensive linemen. But this is how they do it in Philadelphia. They always get offensive linemen, and that's what they got in Cam Jurgens. And Zach Pascal, I think this is my funniest one. I think I'm funny. I hope people agree with me on this one. Zach Pascal will spin the wheel just to give him some love here, finishing it up with Zach Pascal, one of my favorite all-time bands, one of my favorite all-time singers, Hootie and the Blowfish. I want to be with you. And why do I say that? Because Zach Pascal was the most surefire addition. The clear and away, match him up bachelor style. Zach Pascal, Nick Sirianni, conjoined at the hips. They only were meant to be with each other, folks. I hope you had some fun with this edition of the show. I hope some of these songs, you go and listen to them now that I brought them up on this weekend. Please, everybody, be safe, be happy, be healthy. Everybody love everybody this weekend. Take care of everybody around you and take care this weekend. Go have some fun, of course, after you listen to the Locked On Eagles podcast. And I thank you for making it your first listen each and every day. Thank you for tuning in 5 times a week here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Make sure you go check out the rest of the shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure you follow along with us on Twitter at GC24_football. Follow Lou DiBiase at DiBiase LOE. Follow the mothership at Locked On Birds. Make sure you download, subscribe, review anywhere where you get your podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. We got the video version, especially for this show when we had the wheel. I hope you follow along on YouTube. We want to get to 1,000 YouTube subscribers, so please help us out. Make sure you smash that subscribe button. And thank you for tuning in each and every day. I'm your host, Gino Camilleri, signing off. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening and subscribing. Have a safe and fun holiday weekend. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.